Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to share with you today on the subject of how to seek the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 in verse 29, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou shalt seek him with all thine heart and with all thy soul." Every single one of us, if we're going to seek the Lord successfully, we must seek him with all of our heart, with all of our soul. That means all of your being. You're going to seek him diligently with everything within you. It goes on in verse 30 and says, "When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days," and that means for us as well at this time, "if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them." This shows you that as you seek the Lord your God, and in the situations that will come in the tribulation down the line, if you turn to him and obey him, because that's going to be the result of you seeking the Lord, you find out his ways, and then if you truly seek him with all your heart, with all your soul, you're going to turn to him, and you're going to be obedient to him, because you don't forget to do the word of God, and God does not forget to perform his covenant promises. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 19, "Now set your heart and soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord." Here we see again, we're to set our heart, set our soul, which is your will, intellect, and emotions, to seek the Lord your God. And as you're seeking him, what are you doing? You're arising and building the sanctuary of the Lord in you. You are seeing the manifest presence of God come forth, which is the Ark of the Covenant, and the holy vessels of God. That's you coming to the place of being holy before the Lord, because remember, he's at work to build that spiritual house of God in you. God wants us to seek him with everything within us. If we seek after him, we search after him, we strive after him, we put all of our effort, we exert ourselves vigorously with great effort to accomplish something as we seek to know the Lord and to follow his ways. In Psalm 63, in verse 1, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." Here we see, early will I seek thee. This needs to be first place, the beginning of your day. Otherwise, your priority is, I am going to seek the Lord. I'm going to get in the Word of God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to praise and worship him. I'm going to set my mind upon him. It says, my soul thirsteth for thee. If your soul does not thirst to seek after God, then you are backslidden in your mind, will, and emotions. You should have a desire to want to know him and to seek after him with everything within you. It goes on in verse 8 of Psalm 63, and he says, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. That shows you that there's enemies that are against us. And the devil is the one who seeks to destroy your soul and people that are used of the devil to bring destruction. Well, your soul is to follow hard after the Lord. Otherwise, that's where your soul is set, your mind, your will, your emotions, everything of your being. You don't follow after the ways of the world or the pleasures of the flesh. No, you follow after the ways of the Lord, following hard after him. In Psalms 10, verse 4, "The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God, for God is not in all his thoughts." Hey, the people that are wicked, how do they operate? They operate through pride because they haven't submitted to God. They have the pride that's operating in them, otherwise selfish, always thinking about I, me, me, me. It says he will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Well, that shows you the fact that if a person is seeking after God, God is in all their thoughts. They have a God consciousness. They're thinking about God and His Word and pleasing Him and doing what He wants in all their thoughts throughout the day. So that again shows a person who really seeks the Lord, God is in all of their thoughts. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." That shows you the fact that God wants you to diligently seek Him with everything within you. If you're diligent to do something, you're putting a lot of effort in wanting to know Him. Otherwise, you're not going to be denied. You're going to really put this a priority in your life. In Daniel chapter 9, and verse 3, here's where Daniel says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." He had strong desire seeking after the Lord. Notice, you seek the Lord through prayer and with fasting. As he was praying, that showed the fact that he was seeking after understanding from the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and verse 3, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek God." That tells you another aspect of seeking God. You must prepare your heart to seek God. It's not something that you're going to suddenly do, or just a spontaneous moment. No, you prepare your heart to pray. You prepare your heart to get in the Word of God. You prepare your heart to do the things that God wants as you seek after Him. Then in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 3 and 4, here is where the enemies were coming against Israel, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. God wants you to seek Him in time of attack from the enemy. You got to get the wisdom of God. You got to get the help of the Lord. You need to get God's word and His direction on what you're to do. The enemies were coming against them. As they sought the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one who prophesied, declaring the enemy's plans and telling them what to do specifically so that they saw the salvation and the victory of the Lord. If you'll come and seek after the Lord, God will show you what to do, and He'll show you the enemy's plans. He'll also show you what He wants you to do and bring you to the place of victory. In Ezra chapter 7, in verse 10, we see Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Again, here we see this, preparing his heart. God wants you to prepare your heart. He looks on the heart. He sees whether you really have a heart that's seeking after Him. And they were to seek the law of the Lord. That's seeking the Word of God. God wants you to get into the Word, hear the Word, study the Word, spend time in the Word on a consistent basis, day after day after day. And not only to seek the law of the Lord to get understanding, get knowledge, but also to do it. Otherwise, you are going to be a doer of the word that you hear. You're going to be carrying it out. That's your attitude. Otherwise, everything that I hear, I'm going to apply it in my life. I'm going to do it. But more than that, he says, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Otherwise, the things that you've been taught and the things that you're doing and incorporated into your lifestyle, you're also going to teach them to others as well. That means you're going to have to really get the word in you so you know it in such a way that you can go and teach it to others. In Ezra chapter 8 and verse 21, he says, "I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of Him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance." It goes on and says, "For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek Him, but His power and His wrath is against all them that forsake Him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and He was entreated of us." And in verse 31 it says, "We departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go into Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and He delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way." That shows you here, he proclaimed a fast. He was seeking the right way to go forth in order to overcome the enemies and not see the enemy prevail against them. And of course, he had already declared the hand of our God's upon all those for good that seek him. That's a truth. If you will seek the Lord, the hand of the Lord will be upon you. Well, he had to prove this out. So he fasted, besought God to find out what he was to do, and he got the direction of the Lord, and the hand of the Lord was upon him and delivered him from the enemy and all of his plans as he was lying in wait by the way. In Proverbs chapter 2, in verse 1, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shall thee understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God." You know, when we seek, we are going to find, if we do what God says. Now, what does he say? "You're going to have to receive my word." So we're going to seek him by getting in his word and receiving his word. But also we're going to do it because he says, "Hiding my commandments with thee." That means you're going to continue in them and keep them in the midst of your heart. You're going to incline your ear unto his wisdom. You're going to be listening to what he wants you to do. You're going to apply your heart to understanding. You're going to cry after knowledge. You're seeking knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And you're seeking for her as silver. You're seeking like this is riches. This is something that's very precious, and searching for her as for hid treasures. So this is the attitude we have. We're going to seek and search after the things like we are searching after something that is tremendously valuable and precious and to be treasured. "Then you shall understand the fear of the Lord, and you will find the knowledge of God." In Proverbs 15, verse 14, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." Don't be one of those who feeds on foolishness. Instead, be having the heart of the one who really seeks after knowledge. This is the one that has understanding. Seek after knowledge. That shows you have a heart that is seeking the right thing. In Proverbs 17, verse 9, "He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends." That shows the fact that if you're really seeking after the way of love, you're not going to be critical of others. You're not going to be exposing negative things about others. You cover over the transgression. But if you repeat a matter, that's someone who's a gossiper. They're gossiping here. They're telling everybody the problems in someone's life. It even says it will separate very friends. God wants you to seek after the way of love. Remember 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. The Bible speaks of love, how love doesn't seek her own. It's not easily provoked and doesn't think evil. Love instead seeks the profit of others. Love seeks to please the Lord and to do the things that God has commanded and minister and do good for others, to have been able to build them up, to encourage them, to strengthen them. God wants you to seek the Lord. Well, we're going to continue on this subject in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.